The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Is there any good reason that we should study history? Do documents like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution hold any significance for us today? They most certainly do. Number one, God tells us in the Bible to, quote, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. He wants us to understand that history is His story. What He taught a previous generation, He wants us to bring into our generation. That with which Satan enslaved a previous generation, God wants us to get free of. But if we don't know history, how can we keep the good and remove the bad? Since all of us start life in this world with a sin root in our thinking, we will tend to move towards Satan's enslavement in our society unless we know what God taught previous generations. This is why God taught the Jews that their education system must be the channel through which the parents teach their children His ways. This is what one of our previous presidents reminded us when he stated, "A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do." History is for our instruction. Let's not be so arrogant as to dismiss it as unimportant. Our Declaration of Independence listed 27 reasons the King of England had given us to declare our independence from his rule. Let's consider some more of those reasons so we can learn from our history how to avoid the political slavery from which our founders were escaping. The third reason they listed reads, quote, "He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only." The king tried to force Canada and Massachusetts to let him appoint their legislators who would make their laws. Americans fiercely resisted this tyranny, asking for reasonable laws. The king would only agree to their suggested laws if they would agree to give up their right to self-government through their own representatives. This would mean being enslaved to a dictatorial form of government. This one reason was enough to fight the king by establishing their own national government. This is what the Declaration of Independence would do. The fourth act they listed by which the king had rebelled against God's laws for government read, quote, "He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures." After the Boston Tea Party, which was a very lawful resistance to the king's order to buy tea only from one company, the king retaliated by canceling the people's established courts and establishing martial law in Massachusetts. These tyrannical actions would stir Americans to establish their own national government. This was not the action of rebels who wanted independence because they didn't want to be controlled by law. Americans simply wanted to return to law based on the Bible, law which protected the God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thus, they were working a revolution, not a rebellion. Do we not need another revolution in America? One that starts in prayer and moves to the voting booth, so we won't have to pick up arms as our founders had to do. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dom Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.